I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Summer Fucking, All That Filthy, Sweaty Sex, by Quinn Rhodes of onqueerstreet.com, read by Girl on the Net. It's summer, and all I can think about is fucking. Even when it's too hot to fuck, the heat just seems to be making me more and more horny. My mind is filled with filthy thoughts, and I pulled a few of these together to share with you here, in lieu of a blog post that requires me to think of coherent points. I'm far too turned on for that. The fact that I'm struggling to get myself off right now really isn't helping, leaving me thinking about sex for a disproportionately large amount of the day without being able to release any of that tension and energy. I wrote this while jiggling my legs and doing my best to grind my clit against the seam of my jeans, desperate for the folks I'm thinking about to appear and pull me into a fantasy fuck feast. The thoughts I've captured include some impact play, consensual non-consent, humiliation, and piss. Some of these snapshots are fantasy, and some are fiction that's based in fact, but I hope you'll find at least some of them as hot as I do. 1. Being bent over in the toilet so he can take me from behind. I've worn a butt plug and spent an hour twitching on the train just to get here, but my mouth still goes dry when he tells me to spit on my cock before he pushes it into my tight ass. Rough anal sex seems appropriate when we're in a dingy stall, and he covers my mouth with his hand as he fucks me with quick, hard strokes. 2. His grin at the panic in my eyes as I realise that he likes this, that he'll get off on hurting me more than I want him to. I consent to it, of course, because I want him to push me, but his sadistic glee in my pain scares me a little. He laughs as he hurts me, and even though I whimper, my cunt is wet. 3. Lying back on a sun-drenched bed and submitting to the lazy, worshipping kisses that they place on my cunt. Even if this is only one page in the chapter of lust we're exploring this afternoon, it's one in which I want to savour every single sentence and how they build into a beautiful paragraph. Instead of inhaling the words greedily, I want to revel in my own nakedness, forget everything but their mouth on my clit. 4. Imagining what would have happened if I hadn't stopped or taken my mouth off his cock, even if he'd have asked me to. Would I have been smug in the knowledge that it would have been at best a half-hearted protest, and even though I was the one on my knees, I was in control? I wish I'd kept fucking him with my mouth until he lost control and came down my throat, because that would have made me feel powerful. 5. The thrill that I'm certain would come with denying her, teasing her all day with messages and murmured reminders and subtle touches, fucking her until she begs me to stop because she's unable to hold back the orgasm building inside her, pulling away at the last second and watching her howl with frustration as her cunt twitches, doing it again and again and again. 6. Tugging at his belt, barely able to believe that he's going to let me do this here. My enthusiasm and my delight at finding that he's just as eager to fuck me as I am to fuck him. Later, in my mind, the power dynamic hungry slut in me will switch things, so it's not me all but begging to suck his cock there, but him forcing me to. He'd push me down and tell me how he punishes bad girls who don't use their little slut mouths to make him come. 7. Instructing him to use your mouth first before he fucks your ass. You could take him in your ass easily enough, but you have less experience with sucking cock, and I want to see your eyes widen as you realise just how big he is. I want you to choke on his cock and for your fear to add fuel to your erection. And I want to watch it all with one hand in my knickers. 8. Taking my rings off carefully while gazing hungrily at his body, exposed and waiting for me on the bed. I'm not going to strip. My suit only highlights his nakedness and vulnerability, but I will take the rings off. I take them off slowly and deliberately, stretching my fingers, the weight allowing his mind to race through all of the depraved things I could do with him. 9. An evening spent sneaking furtive glances at her across the room leads to her finger-fucking me with a hand on my throat, pushing me firmly into the brick wall. She bites down on my neck and collarbone, and the cooling evening air feels especially delicious on my skin after the warmth of the room and the heat of her mouth. It is quick and dirty, and she kisses me as I calm around her skillful fingers. 10. Their smirk as they grab my hair and slap my face. Her sweet smile as she taunts me before I explain exactly what I'm going to do to her. Him holding my face still so I can't twist away as he pisses into my mouth. The sounds she makes as I spank her cunt, forcing her to hold herself open for me. The sounds he makes when I tell him that I'm going to sit on his face. If you enjoyed this, you should go check out more of Quinn's incredible work at onqueerstreet.com or onqueerstreet.com/audioporn if you want to hear them read aloud, and come and find more audio porn as ever at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.